This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Welcome to this special Memorial Day weekend episode of the Insane Things Podcast. Yes, I know it's Thursday and this is a day early, but I'm taking the weekend off. Spending some time with the family, can't wait. So here we go. There was plenty of insanity through Thursday to make this thing a go. Insane thing number 6. He actually said it. Bernie Sanders said it. There hasn't been a fair, unrigged, uncontrolled by the elites Democrat primary since 2008. It's all fixed. Fake. And he's not wrong. The primary was absolutely rigged in Bernie's case to elect Hillary and not him, to elect Biden and to make sure people like RFK could never get a foothold. Democrats knew RFK stood a fair chance of beating Joe Biden. So they literally changed laws and rules and broke those. They couldn't change. It's an incredible story of how they kept RFK off the ballot against Biden. So it's just as bad as what they did to Bernie. Well, if your primaries are rigged, and in the case of the 2020 election, your general election is rigged, you're not a free person. The implications are staggering. But what's even more incredible, Bernie admitted it this week, that the Democrat primary hasn't had a true unrigged, uncontrolled outcome Democrat primary since 2008.
But then could we not also say if ostensibly there hasn't been a fair primary for the Democrats since 2008, are they not also a threat to democracy? Yes. We often hear.
Fair enough. That is. Yeah, I'm not going to argue with that point.
Think about the implications of that. Given we just had 4 years of Biden, none of us were free. For the last 4 years, says Bernie Sanders, we were under total control of the elite. What makes that admission even more remarkable is the conversation that preceded it. It practically could have been had on conservative talk radio. Instead, it was had by lifelong liberals on the Flagrant podcast. If only these sheeple would realize that the fascists, the Nazis, aren't Donald Trump, not MAGA, not us, but their leadership and the Republican leaders who enable them. If only they'd fight the elites with us instead of fighting us. But anyway, here you go.
And we felt that over the last four elections, Democrats, we felt, that we didn't have a say on who could be president. We talk a lot about the Republicans being autocrats and oligarchs and taking over democracy. But from the Democrat perspective, and I'm a lifelong Democrat, I felt like the Democratic Party completely removed the democratic process from its constituents. And I think they need to have some accountability of that.
No argument here.
I donated for you. I wanted you to, like, 2016, I was like, this is going to happen. This guy's going to do it. And it felt like they stole it from you. And I'll be honest, it broke my heart when you supported him.
Look, but you have, in the world that I live in, you got a choice. And, I mean, a lot of people, including my wife, agree with you.
Yeah, Bernie knows. Insane thing number five. Insane thing number five. I haven't seen this since the 1980s. I haven't seen this America the people used to love. The America that stood for freedom, that mocked those who would take it from their citizens. An America whose leaders would get in your faces. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And we loved those leaders, not the accommodators. Not those who made excuses, not those who wrote another USA check and thought something would change. Donald Trump had a tear this wall down moment this week when he sat next to the president of South Africa, let him lie about the idea there's no white genocide. Are you kidding me? 4,000 farmers and their families murdered since 1990. The preferable method is with an axe. The preferable way things go is she gets raped first. It's absolutely brutal. And most leaders would let the leader of South Africa sit next to them, including how Bush would have done this, sit next to them and just lie. There's no genocide against white people in South Africa, Mr. President. But Trump came prepared.
You're taking people's land away.
We have not.
From them. And those people, in many cases, are being executed. They're being executed. And they happen to be white. And most of them happen to be farmers. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough situation. I don't know how you explain that.
No, no, Mr. President, we would never do that, said the lying thug president of South Africa. But Trump wasn't having it.
I would say if there was Africana farmer genocide, I can bet you these three gentlemen would not be here, including my Minister of Agriculture. He would not be with me. So it'll take him, President Trump, listening to their stories, to their perspective. That is the answer to your question.
But, Mr. President, I must say that we have... No, wait. We have thousands of stories talking about it.
Sure.
And we have documentaries, we have news stories, and that... Is Natalie here, somebody here to turn that? I could show you a couple of things, and I would... It has to be responded to.
Yeah, sure.
Let me see the articles, please, if you would. And turn the lights down. Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you. Johan.
There's nothing this parliament can do with or without you.
The video was, needless to say, brutal. With South African leaders, in particular, one of the political parties, been blamed for a lot of this. Talking to a large, excited crowd, yelling, shoot the Boers, burn the Boers, kill them. Look, folks, the idea that the mainstream media right now, by the way, is trying to disappear this is insane. I first found out about this ridiculous genocide in the pages of the Washington Post where I first read it. And here's the thing. The words white genocide appear in the New York Times, where they're writing about the genocide of white farmers as recently as 2020. And yet they're pretending none of this is in their archives. That article, which acknowledges this is going on, was headlined, Killing of White Farmer Becomes a Flashpoint in South Africa. It's dated October 16th, 2020. And it uses the term white genocide, something Trump certainly didn't come up with himself. Insane thing number four. Now we know it. The COVID shot kills. And in particular, it gives young people myocarditis. Once you have myocarditis, which is damage to your heart, over a 10-year period, 50% will die. It's not a small thing. And they knew it almost immediately. The Biden administration knew it and they hid it. And then they told you if you didn't take the stupid shot, you should lose your job.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, were either fired or they took it because they had to. The timeline is devastating. Remember, Israel was several months ahead of us. And it turns out Israel actually contacted the Biden administration and said, look, we've got thousands of dead. We've got myocarditis cases from this. Biden administration didn't give a damn. They hid it. And then they sicked the FBI on doctors who were telling the truth. Doctors who might have saved tens of thousands of people. By the way, for the first time, we're able to get real numbers out of the VAERS reporting system. Do you remember when they were telling us, oh, CNN, you don't want to look at VAERS? Yeah, it's been accurately predicting problems with shots for over 30 years, was created by Congress to track shots to see, you know, if there's any problems with them so we can catch it early before a lot of people die. Yeah, just ignore that. How many died because the media, because the Biden administration said that, suddenly demonizing VAERS? 38,000 dead from the shots and 1.2 million shot injured. That was just reported. What was reported. Keep in mind, it's been widely acknowledged for decades that only about 10% of adverse effects, whether it's injuries or deaths, are ever even reported to VAERS, which means the kill was massive. Those numbers are through April 25th, 2025, and they're just for the COVID-19 shot. How do we suddenly know this? Ron Johnson, senator, has written over 70 letters requesting that the Department of Health and Human Service, FDA, CDC provide this information. Several times he's gotten some of it on shot side effects, but the worst parts, the deaths, the injuries, the numbers were blacked out. You know, as if they're an intel agency and there's a national security secret here or something. Folks, this is shot data. We used to be required to publish it before you could get your shot approved. This is how off the rails this got. Anyway, here's Ron Johnson yesterday, and kudos to the Trump administration. Look, Trump, backed Warp Speed. He could have hidden this. He could have appointed people who weren't going to get to the bottom of it, and he didn't. He's doing the right thing. He gets credit for that. Here's Ron Johnson on the data, the true data on the shot that we've never been able to get before, that the Trump administration, at his request, just released.
On February 28, 2021, Israeli health officials notified CDC, quote, of large reports of myocarditis, particularly in young people, following the administration of the Pfizer vaccine. Again, that's February 28, 2021, 2.5 months after the emergency use authorization. On April 12th, over a month later, a DOD consultant raises concerns to CDC and FDA officials about their ability to monitor and track cardiac-related adverse events. The consultant notes, quote, if you do not ask, you will not see it. But does that mean it does not exist, unquote. Around the same time, in mid-April 2021, CDC officials discussed safety signals for myocarditis, quote, for myocarditis with mRNA vaccines, based on DOD and Israeli data, but do not take immediate steps to warn the public. By the end of April 2021, just 4 months into the COVID injection, VAERS was already reporting 2,926 deaths worldwide within 30 days of injection, with 46% of those deaths occurring on day 0, 1, or 2 following injection. Now, I have my first.
Now, he said that's worldwide, but you have to understand the vast majority of cases that are reported to VAERS, which is an American reporting mechanism, are American. And again, only 10% are typically reported because many doctors won't report them because that flag will get you a lawsuit. Lawyer's going to go, oh, okay, you say there was a death here. Did you administer that shot correctly? What'd your nurse do? A lot of doctors are hesitant to report. A lot of doctors don't. Individuals can report too, but most people don't know. And so when you're talking about looking at that, only 10% usually of the adverse events are reported. And just in the first 4 months, upwards of 3,000 deaths. Dear God. And they covered it up. And folks, think about this. To make this even worse, here's the other thing we found out since RFK became Health and Human Services Secretary, that actually the death rate from COVID for folks under the age of 60 is no worse than that of a severe flu season. We have one of those about once every 10 years, sometimes twice, usually about once every 10 years. There was never any reason for them to get this shot. That's why they lied about the deaths. That's why they inflated them, to get this in people's arms. But the good news is this. This week, RFK and the FDA set a clever trap for the shot makers. They're going to need gold standard clinical trials if they want approvals going forward. In other words, what you have to do for every other damn shot. Folks, it's 2025. Why are we still doing this? Folks, and you understand, they recommend these shots with booster after booster after booster starting in children at 6 months old. Dear God. Anyway, here's what they're going to have to do. They're going to have to do the clinical trials to show two things. Number one, that the shot actually stops COVID, that it has some efficacy. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't. And number two, that it's not dangerous. Within 24 hours of that announcement, Moderna pulled its application for approval for its combination mRNA flu and COVID vaccine. I bet they did. Bottom line, RFK knows these companies can't submit honest data. If they did, it would ring the dinner bell for every trial attorney in the country. The COVID shot is done for those under the age of 60. In fact, I'd say the mRNA shot's done for those under the age of 60, because mRNA shots do an unbelievable amount of damage to your body. We're only just now learning the extent of it. It is probably the scandal of the century, honestly, outside of who was involved in the creation of COVID itself, the whole thing. Now, they still will be able to give the shot to those over the age of 65 and those who are very, very ill with government approval, but they're still going to have to demonstrate that that shot produces at least antibodies in the body. So we've at least managed to save that baby who's not born yet, that three-month-old who will never get the shot at 6 months old. Insane thing number three, that Joe Biden has stage four prostate cancer that's already settled into the bone. Well, not that he has it, but that he was allowed to get it. Folks, this is a fairly easily treatable disease if you catch it early. But here's the sequence of events, the bizarre sequence of events. Federal prosecutor Robert Hur, if you remember during the Biden administration, was trying to get Joe Biden out of felony classified documents charges. They ended up with a little problem. See, they charged Trump with 35 felony counts of illegally retaining classified documents, and Trump was looking at, just in that case, 335 years in prison. So everything was going really, really well until it came out that Joe Biden had not only done the same thing, he had done it when he was not president and didn't have the ability to declassify them. He'd been doing it since the 70s, actually, when he was in the Senate and at a much higher level. There were whole pallets of classified documents illegally possessed by Joe Biden. So the job of prosecutor Hur was to get Joe Biden off the hook while ensuring that Trump still went to prison. Let's not kid ourselves. Problem is, in the interview, Joe Biden ever so casually admitted, yeah, I told my ghostwriter that the classified documents are downstairs. He even admitted, shockingly on the tape, that he'd kept them for history, especially the ones on Afghanistan that should never even be viewed outside of a skiff, much less taken home. He said, yeah, I want to preserve them from history. I just, you know, I wanted to document what my position was. Ironically, as CNN reported, that's the same reason Trump said he took a lot of the documents home, for posterity, for history. Well, Hur had to get him out of it, so he claimed that Joe Biden sounded senile. I listened to the whole damn tape. He actually sounds pretty clear to me. And this is only a problem for Biden now because the Trump administration has released these tapes. Well, this is a problem for Biden and everyone around him because Biden doesn't have immunity for that period. He could be prosecuted by the Trump administration. So within 48 hours of those tapes coming out, we were told for the first time, yeah, Biden's dying. Probably wouldn't even be alive long enough to prosecute. Shoot. Did we mention he has stage four cancer? Yeah, to the bone. So sad. So anyway, let's go ahead and distract from Joe Biden's admission of mass criminality on that recording, which immediately led to other bizarre revelations, like that Joe Biden had not had a PSA test since 2014, even though the American Cancer Society recommends you start testing for that at 50 and just keep going. There's not an upper age limit. It's sort of bizarre, really. Then former Biden aides took the New York Post and said that they were concerned that Joe Biden had been given a virtual death sentence because they were afraid that a test, a PSA test, would leak. So Biden just wasn't given one. Well, folks, somebody here's still lying to us. Let me tell you why. Karine Jean-Pierre told Peter Ducey that Joe Biden, like most presidents, has a round-the-clock medical team available to him 24/7. They travel with him everywhere he goes. He would check in with them typically around three times a week. Folks, forget the PSA test for a minute. If you're a male or you love one like I do, they end up getting them, my husband, once a year, Lee, who I work with, every 6 months. The idea Biden wasn't given one is bizarre. But here's the thing. As Ezekiel Emanuel, who's a doctor, he's the guy who crafted Obamacare, said on MSNBC this week, yeah, Biden, to be this far gone, he'd have had to have that cancer at least in 2021. And here's the weird thing. Suppose he never did have the PSA for some reason, they didn't do it. Well, dang, he'd have had a blood test. I mean, a regular one, not a PSA test. Folks, you mean the team didn't notice? They let it go? They didn't. Folks, these are easy things to treat if you catch it early. The team didn't do a blood test on him? That would have showed something was whack with his white blood cells. It would have shown up that something was wrong. They didn't check. Folks, this doesn't make sense. Keep in mind, he's had access to this kind of medical care since he was a vice president, which is why I headlined my internet cast that I did about this, Who Killed Joe Biden? Because somebody did. He didn't get even the basic level of care here. that should have slowed this down. It doesn't make sense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Insane thing number two, murder. So much murder, so much assassination. It's so hip. It's so hot on the left. We've documented the left's love affair with Luigi Mangione. It's only getting worse. Every week it gets worse. Like, take James Comey. Yep, he wanted to promote his book, which, did he mention, for the 15th time, comes out next week. So naturally, he does the one thing that makes you wildly popular with the left right now. Suggest assassinating Trump. 86-47. Folks, let's just look at the last, I don't know, couple of months in liberal lunacy. Because nobody's adding this up, okay? What do we have? Liberal loons firing guns into firebombing Tesla dealerships. Then what do we have? Well, J.D. Vance, Elon Musk, Donald Trump have been talking a lot about the need for women to have more babies, maybe a tax credit, $1,000 a mom for having, you know, each baby that you have. IVF, Trump encouraging that. What does a left-wing loon do? He blows up an IVF clinic and himself. Not an accident. Other left-wing loons have gone completely off the rails. One of them showed up at Pennsylvania Jewish governor because they hate Jews. That's a big thing with the left right now, marching around free, free Palestine, murder, murder, murder. Be like Luigi Mangione. And folks, it is left-wing men who are losing it, cracking up. So what does he do? Goes to governor's mansion, tries to murder him, tries to burn it down. What do we have this week? Well, we've got another left-wing lunatic, free, free Palestine, picks this beautiful couple outside of the National Jewish Museum. Folks, he had bought her an engagement ring. He'll never get to give it to her. He killed them both, yelling free, free Palestine. But where did the inspiration for this come from? The left-wing lunatic violence-tinged campus culture. Take a listen as Carly Shimkus and Donnie Diane, he is a former Israeli ambassador, talk about who the shooter was and how he got radicalized. Folks, from Comey to this guy, I'm doing this damn story every week now. They're picking up guns and they are shooting because their news, because their leadership, because their university liberal leaders subtly let them know this is what's cool.
Well, we don't know a whole lot about the suspect just yet, although we do know that he's 30 years old from the Chicago area and apparently a member of a radical left-wing group that advocated on behalf of Palestinians. What do you think about where he was radicalized?
You know, the first thing I did when I heard about this terrible news is to see in which college he studied. And he studied in the University of Illinois in Chicago. Then I went to the social media of students supporting Students for Justice on Palestine, so-called Students for Justice in Palestine. Actually, they are students for the annihilation of Israel in that specific university. And I found that it's one of the most vicious, most virulent, one of the most nasty chapters of this terrorist sympathizing organization. So, you know, when in the legitimate discourse, protected discourse in these colleges, these include statements like globalize the intifada, eliminate the state of Israel, every Zionist is a legitimate target, then you should not be surprised that it happened. I didn't look about the faculty in this specific university, but I would not be surprised it's also the faculty in this specific university indoctrinated the assassin, the murderer, Rodriguez, in this direction. You cannot seed calls for violence, calls for intifada, calls for the elimination of the Jewish state and expect a different result.
Danny, Diane, so poignant to hear from you, someone who runs a Holocaust Remembrance Center.
If the assassination of these two beautiful young people had a familiar feel to it, that's because it was classic Luigi Mangione. The street execution. Walk up and bam! That's who he was emulating. Finally, insane thing number one, the suicide pact, or as Trump calls it, the big, beautiful bill. Folks, the level of risk that the GOP is taking here on behalf of the country, financial risk, is breathtaking and profoundly selfish. Folks, in the last 2 months, we've seen the national bond market wobble, not once, but twice. There are great things in the bill. The continuation of the tax cuts, some regulatory reform, the money, at least some of it anyway, that Trump needs to secure the border. I don't take issue with any of that. In fact, it's ridiculous that the Republicans didn't give him that stuff by February. They messed around, but my gosh, folks, it was so bad that GOP members practically had to hijack it and hold it up. Thank God, by the way, for Representative Ralph Norman, to stop the funding of $400 billion, almost $500 billion in AOC's Green New Deal projects. I mean, folks, what the heck? I mean, if we're going to go broke, we're going to go broke for that. And thank God for the GOP members, the handful of them who held it up. They at least got some Medicaid reform. You're going to have to actually work if you get Medicaid now and are able-bodied. Shocking there, right? And the almost $500 billion worth of tax credits. Those would have been cash payments to people who develop, wind and solar that we don't even need. Because if you listen to this podcast, you know, global warming was debunked last week in the New York Post. We're going the other direction. We now have two, not one, but two studies showing that the ice is thickening, not thinning, thickening at a record rate we've never seen before. The North Pole and the Antarctic. We need to go any other direction. Folks, I'll be the first to say you can't just cut the whole $2 trillion deficit. It'd crash the economy if that money suddenly dried up. I've been saying that for a long time. But what the bond market wanted, and here's your problem. This is why the bond market freaked. And they did. They freaked overnight. Watching the Republicans whore themselves out like this with this gluttony. But folks, this is not just spending at Biden levels. This is spending beyond Biden levels. You understand? We will add $10 to $12 trillion to the national debt by 2029. Folks, it's only 2025, and the bond market's already wobbling. How is that going to work? It's not. That's the answer. It's not. Kevin Hassett went on Fox News to explain how it's going to work. By God, Trump will just get 3% growth, and it should be okay. He probably, that's the word Hassett used, probably would get 3% growth. Well, what if he doesn't? And again, folks, all the bond market was looking for was a relatively small cut. Take an axe to a quarter of the deficit. You could do that without disturbing the economy. You have to do it. That would have been about $500 billion. The total annual deficit right now is at $2 trillion, although under this bill, it'll go to $3 by 2030. That's obscene. But anyway, just show them. And here's the thing, folks. We found, remember this, $500 billion worth of programs, Doge did, that they were funding every single year. Now, the Treasury was paying out on them, right? That have been discontinued by Congress. They weren't even authorized. What? How can we not just cut that? I don't understand. I don't get it. They've lost me. I'm lost. Anyway, this is a breathtaking risk to take. It is utterly irresponsible, and it's profoundly selfish. And you know what's so wild? It's like the bond market debacle. And if you want to see what the bond market debacle looks like, just type in bond market right now onto Google. Read both sides. No, go to Luxel so you can read the right and the left. They're rarely in agreement. You'll see the word freaks out a lot, as in the GOP freaks out the bond market. Because again, look, the reason people were still buying in and still comfortable is they were saying, well, the Democrats did loot the Treasury. They did too much printing. But Republicans, they'll right the ship. Well, now the bond markets worldwide are seeing they're not going to right the ship. The Republicans are worse than the Democrats. There's fear, very real fear, and there should be very real fear. Let me tell you what the risk is here, okay? Right now, the problem is they're not wanting to buy bonds. We're trying to sell this stuff, and it's crap, and they don't want it, right? This week, we did a thing that isn't often done. The Federal Reserve did. The Federal Reserve does not answer to Trump. It answers to Jerome Powell, unfortunately. Normally, when we do quantitative easing, we announce it. Hey, we're going to do it. The markets love it. It roars. We did it quietly. There was nobody to buy about $40 billion worth of bonds. So the Fed printed money and quietly bought them back. And that's what we had to do before we passed the bill. Folks, the big risk here is not even that the bonds won't be wanted and there won't be buyers. We'll have to print money for them. The big risk here is a herd mentality kind of event where bond buyers, maybe a little bit at first, then in mass, start selling treasuries. Say, hey, you know what? It's too much of a risk. I don't want it anymore. The world over. They start selling treasuries. Folks, I'm not sure we can print our way out of that kind of disaster. Now, it may never happen. It may, this is a risk we're taking. But again, when you see the market wobble because investors are bulking, not once but twice in the last 8 weeks, folks. Steve Cortez, who in the past has served as an economic advisor to J.D. Vance in his campaign and Trump in his campaign, had this warning about what's different now and how incredibly irresponsible it was for Republicans to ignore what is going on in the bond market, just pretend it didn't even happen. Folks, as they contemplated the bill, and yet they didn't step back, they mashed down on the accelerator. Here's Cortez explaining the incredible risk we're taking.
As Washington, D.C. happily crashes America's economic car into the debt ditch, let's consider the economic reality by the numbers and the consequences for all of us, for real Americans on Main Street, not lobbyists on K Street. Now, 3 years ago, almost to the day, America hit its worst inflation in four decades as Bidenomics plunged the country into an economic quagmire. Inflation hit 9.1% 3 years ago. Let's compare that time 3 years ago versus now on other key metrics. 10-year Treasury yield, it was then below 3%, well below 3. We're now way above 4 and marching our way toward 5% on 10-year yield. 30-year mortgages, accordingly, they were 5% then, they're 7% now. Consumer confidence then, it was plunging, but it was still at 82. It is now at 50. So here's the reality and here's the takeaway. Washington, D.C. either doesn't know these numbers or, frankly, they just don't give a shit. And I'm not sure which one is worse. But we the people, we the citizens of the United States, must compel them to urgency and action. And we do that by making them politically fear us and making them respect us. It is time to right the economic ship of the United States right now. Let's do it.
But what does the administration have to say about all of this? Got a lot of texts this week telling me, trust Trump. He knows what he's doing. You mean like during COVID? When he made really, really bad decisions that, yes, the first 6 to 8 weeks, everybody was fooled. But after that, Governor Brian Kemp wasn't fooled anymore. Neither was Governor Ron DeSantis. My point being, Trump gets it right most of the time, but Trump can make mistakes. And this is an incredibly risky environment to be undertaking this amount of spending. So I wanted you to hear from Laura Ingraham quizzing Kevin Hassett, who is the head of Trump's Economic Council. And she's asking him, look, this is, you know, the bond market freaked out last night. And the problem here, folks, is, and you saw this also with the Japanese bond market, it's not just an American situation. Folks, there's just not enough physical buyers in existence on the planet Earth to buy this amount of debt. There's just not. I mean, maybe, you know, we have an alien invasion, they come from outer space, they want to buy some bonds, maybe things will go great. But that's the problem, and it's not confined to us. We're part of it because we flood the world with debt. But overall, it's not just American debt that's the problem. And there's not a solution for this. And the only solution the GOP leadership seems to have come up with is shut up, Rhino. Don't speak of this, or you'll get primaried. Anyway, I wanted you to hear Laura Ingraham ask these questions to Kevin Hassett. And I want you to hear his answer. And again, he is Trump's economic counsel, chief Trump economic advisor. Notice where he uses the word probably. Yeah, we'll be fine because Trump will probably achieve 3% growth. Folks, the average growth between 1990 and now has been 2% for the economy. The average growth for the last 20 years has been 2.3%. And folks, this spending plan goes through 2029. Trump's campaign goes through 2028. He isn't going to be around at the end of it to produce this magical growth that we now have to count on, must achieve every year. But I wanted you to hear it. They don't, by the way, have any other answer other than Trump will get it done. He'll get to 3%. Everyone will love it. And the debt holders like totally won't sell their bonds or something. Folks, listen to him. Not me.
What needs to happen to calm down these markets with this big, beautiful bill? Because it's going to pass. Right. It looks pretty likely.
Right. It's going to pass.
But what happened with that bond auction today? Because it looks like the market was spooked because it clearly is not going to cut the deficit. $3.8 trillion, it looks like it adds to the deficit. So how does the credit markets get calmed down here?
So first, I want to commend President Trump because he brought the Freedom Caucus folks in today. He met with them. He listened respectfully to their concerns, and he left with the idea that there could be a vote tonight. And when they're saying in the morning, it could be late tonight. And the reason that happened, I think, is that people know the economic benefits of this bill. I gave a talk at the Republican Study Committee in the House today at lunch, just laying out the economics of what's going to happen. And the bottom line is that this bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last time. And if we get 3% growth instead of the 1.8% growth that the CBO is promising, then guess what? That adds $4 trillion in revenue. It makes it so this bill pays for itself. And I think when people see the bill passed, then that's going to create a lot of certainty in markets. And that's going to be very, very helpful tomorrow.
And that right there, that word probably, that is the economic plan, or it's at least what they're telling each other.
This bill is going to lead to probably 3% growth again, just like we promised last time.
Probably 3% growth. So folks, Trump's got to do it. It's no way out. He owns this. He's got to get to 3% growth. There is no room for a financial hiccup or problem of any kind. It's, folks, one more thought. It's kind of like being $150,000 in debt on your credit cards, not your mortgage, and going, you know, I really want that beautiful new boat. That would be so cool, but I already can't pay the debt that I have. I have to juggle my bills just to do that. But honey, I really want the boat. Well, you know what? I'll probably get a raise this year. Probably will. But let's go ahead. Get it. And see what happens. Hope it works out, folks. I really do.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.